God, you reign. And it's before you. If we were cheerleaders declaring, go team, go team, go team, what relevance, Lord? Because you are God, we come before you, and as we open Bibles, help us to understand your word. Help us to think your thoughts. They're not our thoughts. Help us to understand your ways. They're beyond our finding out, higher than we perceive. God, help us to be people who are changed because of coming to know you better now as we look in the word this morning. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we are in Romans chapter 10, if you didn't know. And Paul has written to Rome, to a church he's never been to, and he's describing the Christian walk to people who they hear tell that there's Christians over there in Rome. And Paul says, I'm coming. And he has these things to say, and we've gotten as far as chapter 10. And so I want to look at what it says, just the first 13 verses of chapter 10 this morning. So if you don't have a Bible, there's always one at the end of a row. And we'll be using the visual this morning. So I'm going to read just out of the Bible that we use in the church. And then what I want to do is have us consider another translation you may not be as familiar with. Okay? So translation just means how they take Greek into English. Big deal. So we're going to, you don't have to follow it up on the screen, but if you have a Bible, crack it open and look what it says in Romans chapter 10. It says, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. And he's talking about the nation of Israel. You would know that if you read through chapter 9. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they do not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down? Or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is the Lord of all, bestowing riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So, there you go. It's an excerpt from Scripture. It's Paul's letter to the Romans. It's chapter 10. And now I want to, as I preach it to you, I'm going to preach it from the New Living Translation. It's an excellent translation. It's a word-for-word translation. But it uses some colloquial phrases that are more what I hear people speaking walking around on the planet than trying to make sentences look like the Greek that they're translated from. So, in verse 1 of the New Living Translation, you hear this. Dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and my prayer to God is for the people of Israel to be saved. So, did you get that when you read it the other way? Now, the word brethren is a masculine kind of a word, but whenever you have a group of people with mixed groups in the language Greek, they tend to use the masculine as sort of a gender-neutral application. So brethren, interpreted in many Bibles brothers, is actually brothers and sisters, all of you. Hey, people, right? So excellent translation there. And then he says, the longing of my heart and my prayer to God is for the people of Israel to be saved. Okay? The Christian example of Paul in the Bible this morning is love of the Jew. Right? That's what he says. That's what he's preaching there. Though they be anti-Christ, and anti-Jesus is anti-Christ. Jews, when Paul's writing, do not accept Jesus as their Messiah. The Jews are all about their view, regarding the Messiah. They love God, and our God reigns. They sing when they worship. Oh, they sing it. But they're completely wrong. Paul says, I wish that they would be saved. Because in all their religious zeal, they are not Christians. That's what the Word of God is preaching to us right now. That religious people can actually be not Christians.